This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. In the guest chair this week is horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd of K-State Research and Extension, and we bring Raymond by today to revisit an insect issue in our home landscapes that just will not go away, Raymond. And because it has been so intense and grabbing people's attention, it is worth another look. That is bagworms infesting our landscape evergreens and other plant material too, and that's turning folks' heads as well. These things are of such a magnitude that they are setting up shop on a number of other landscape ornamentals.
Right. Yes, Eric, I have to say this is the second year in a row that bagworms are just all over the place. Walking around, you see obviously conifers, but trees like hackberry, crabapple, maples, roses, lindens. I mean, there's just so many of them. They're just all over the place. And right now, it's getting about too late to spray. I mean, and my assessments are they're getting into that brown-green cap stage. The male will pupate and then become a black moth. You can always tell a male bag because there'll be a papery brown case transparent at the bottom of the bag that will not contain eggs. But the male will then mate with the female, which is still a caterpillar, and then that female will start thinking of reproduction, and then she'll lay her complement of between 500 to 1,000 eggs, and she'll die. And between that stage until probably May, June, is they'll be in the egg stage, and then mid-May or June, depending on the temperature or climate, those eggs will hatch into the larvae caterpillars. So right now, I really think it's, in most cases, it's not really worth the effort to go out there and spray. The only thing you can do right now is hand pick. Mm-hmm. And there's some things you can do if you think of entertainment. If you grab a female, you can squish it. You'll get bagworm green guts. And, right. And there's one. And if you paint the bags white or red, they're permanent Christmas tree ornaments for the remainder of the year. But really, I mean, people ask the question, is there anything I can spray to penetrate the bag? And the answer is no. Sure. Is there anything preventative I can do? No. You just have to wait until the eggs have hatched, the caterpillars are small, and go out with our typical Dipel, BTK, and then also spinosad. And I tell you, if you get on it, Eric, like I've done, I had no bagworms this year. And that's the procedure I did last year was weekly sprays for spinosad, and it just took care of them.
But that is in late spring, early summer, through latter
right,
part of May.
Late May, early June. Now, remember, again, everything was backed up, so people mm-hmm. probably got a little caught off guard, and that's I can understand that. But once they get larger and you're not out there regularly, you're not going to get much mortality, especially with the levels we've had in the last 2 years. Of course, next year you might not have any. Who knows? But, you know, the more we're not controlling, the more likely we get carryover every year because of all the eggs hatching into larva caterpillars and then people waiting. And so really that's bagworms right now is, I would say, don't spray at this point. It's the mortality will be very low.
As folks then, Raymond, bide their time until next spring when they can take another crack at these, the damage that these will typically inflict on those evergreens or on those woody ornamentals, to what degree early spring?
It's going to be nominal, Eric, because they're really not feeding as heavily as they did early on. Like I said, the males will become a black moth, mate with the female, then die, doesn't feed. And the females are going to start considering going into reproductive mode, laying their complement of eggs. That will be the overwintering stage for the winter, early spring.
So you really need to just endure the eyesore that they present, and you'll be okay if you, again, get after them in a timely fashion next spring.
Right. I mean, the only thing you can do now, again, is hand pick. And I know people have been thinking of having these bagworm hand picking parties,
right,
getting people together and just go out there and pick bags and talk and have fun. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll put the caps on the story of the bagworm for another year, hopefully, and plan to jump all over that problem in the proper time next spring. As always, Raymond, we appreciate the input. Thank you.
Always enjoyed, Eric. Look forward to our next visit.
That from horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd of Kansas State University. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.